Chapter 2. A Kid and a Dreamer. While still a youngster in knee pants in 1919, John William Mockley had a habit of reading books and magazines in bed late into the night. The Mockley family lived in a modest, four-bedroom, one-bath frame house in Chevy Chase, Maryland, long before it became a swank power enclave. The staircase had a landing three steps above the ground floor. And from one or two stairs above the landing, John's parents, Sebastian and Rachel, could see under his bedroom door. If the light was on past bedtime, trouble was at hand. Young John had a solution to his predicament. He placed a sensor under a loose board on the staircase landing, then wired it to a small light in his room. Whenever someone stepped on the landing, the light went out in his bedroom, giving him time to turn off the main light before his mother or father could see under the door. When an inquisitive parent went back across the landing, the light toggled again, giving the all-clear signal. By the time he had pulled that stunt, John Mockley's wiring career had been underway for a while. At age 5, he had taken a dry-cell battery, a light bulb, and a socket, and fashioned a flashlight to explore a dark attic at a friend's house. The friend's mother was so afraid the new creation would start a fire, she gave him a candle to use instead. In grade school, Mockley earned money installing electric bells in place of mechanical bells. As crews dug water lines in the new suburb, Mockley laid intercom wires in the trenches so he could communicate with friends. When neighbors had trouble with their wiring, it was only 40 years after Edison invented the incandescent light bulb, and electricity was not yet a mature public utility, they called John Mockley. On the 4th of July, friends gathered as Mockley set off fireworks and even a pipe bomb by remote.